Make of yourself one small republic of unconquered spirit. What we dream of is already present in the world. These are the words of historian Rebecca Solnit from her book, Hope in the Dark. Hope. It can be a tentative glimmer, a deep breath of resolve, a small explosion of joy. Hope is more profound than simple optimism and bears no relation to the bright-eyed platitude that everything is going to be all right. No, Krista Tippett writes, hope is a choice that becomes spiritual muscle memory, a renewable resource for moving through life as it is, not as we wish it to be. Hope emerges not from avoiding, but from facing ourselves and our shortcomings, facing the world and its problems, and deciding that this will be our outlook, our commitment, and our path. Parker Palmer calls hope the place where joy meets the struggle. When the world bombards us with terrible events, Solnit urges us to remember how many transcendent and effective movements have been born from those very events. In times of personal struggle, may we remember that our difficulties give birth to new growth, unforeseen strength, potent possibilities. Hope, Solnit writes, locates itself in this premise, that we don't know what will happen, and that in the spaciousness of uncertainty is room to act, room to believe that who we are and what we do matters. What hope do you need today? What hope can you offer? Come, let us worship together. And will you join with me now in the responsive reading printed in your order of worship? Not only do the seeds need water, they require darkness too. Tucked in, covered up as if for sleep, so they might dream their way from husk to root to shoot and sprout. Waking, rising, the thin tendrils shine like a whisper in the sun. To bury what is, to lay down and let go of who I am now. So that who I wish to become might finally take root, rise, find its way into day. I watch the grass grow, remembering this. Apple blossoms. One evening in winter, when nothing has been enough, when the days are too short, the nights too long and cheerless, the secret and docile buds of the apple blossoms begin their quick ascent to light. Night after interminable night, the sugars pucker and swell into green slips, green silks. And just as you find yourself at the end of winter's long, cold rope, the blossoms open like pink thimbles, and that black dollop of shine called bumblebee stumbles in.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Jarrett Andrew writes, "Only the destruction of a wildfire will break open the jack pine cone and release its seeds. Our very human brokenness is the entrance for transcendence and transformation. It is part of the human condition that at some point in our lives, we will fall into the grip of suffering or trauma or depression. Crouched and trembling, we can feel like we've lost the strength to get up again. We can feel like the world we trusted has let go of our hand. Choosing hope at such a time takes courage. But if we can act on the belief, however fragile, that our story is not over, that what we do matters in the world, then we will have befriended ourselves in the deepest sense. It's hard to think of times of despair as opportunities to befriend ourselves. But Buddhist scholar Pema Chodron frames it in just this way. She writes, when we feel ready to give up, this is the time when healing can be found in the tenderness of pain itself. In the midst of loneliness, in the midst of fear, in the middle of feeling misunderstood and rejected, is the heartbeat of all things."
Don't let your words die.
after dark, stars glisten like ice, and the distance they span hides something elemental, not God exactly. Thus opens a beautiful long poem by U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith. She continues, "What would we do, you and I, if we could know for sure that someone was there, squinting through the dust, saying nothing is lost, that everything lives on waiting only to be wanted back badly enough? Would you go then, even for a few nights, into that other life where you were blind to the future once and happy? Would I put on my coat and return to the kitchen where my mother and father sit waiting, dinner keeping warm on the stove? Would I return to the life in which I'm forever a child, looking out my window at the night sky, thinking one day I'll touch the world with bare hands, even if it burns?" Don't you wonder sometimes what it would be like if you and I would dare to touch the world with our bare hands? "Not everything that is faced can be changed," James Baldwin wrote, "but nothing can be changed until it is faced." Frederick Buechner said, "I think of my life and of the lives of everyone who has ever lived or will ever live, not just as journeys through time, but as sacred journeys." Notes from my handwritten journal, 1986. This is our final night in Thailand. Our delegation has visited 5 camps housing tens of thousands of refugees. By now, we harbor deep uncertainty about what we can do to help those who want to resettle in the U.S. And many don't. Through translators, they tell us, "We want to go back home. We cannot go home. We have nothing. We want life." The children shout, "Okay, okay," and scamper around us, bone thin, grinning, their flip-flops slapping the dust. But their parents' faces are drawn with fatigue and unrelenting worry. We see the limits of our intervention and its necessity, too. Tonight, the women performed a traditional dance and presented us with beautiful gifts of woven cloth, purple, green, and gold. In parting, we let them know we will do everything we can and will not forget them. We said, "The same moon shines over us all. Yet, we will go home, and they have no home. It is a moon not of promises, but of sacred connection. We will do what we can."
un lugar, un hogar, nuestro hogar. Un lugar que podemos llamar el nuestro, hacer el nuestro. Un lugar para vivir, crecer, ser. Un pedazo de lo nuestro que compartimos con el mundo. Un trozo de nuestros corazones que traemos a la comunidad. Un mundo de consuelo y un mundo de calma. Un mundo de amor.
Migration. The windows vibrate as their voices reverberate through the trees behind the house, filling the ravine with their chatter and the clatter of their wings. And in an instant, as if on a single command, tens of thousands of blackbirds take flight within my reach, pulsating the air around me as their beating wings lift my fears away. The sky grows dark and becomes an ocean of songs I have never heard before. Make of yourself one small republic of unconquered spirit. What we dream of is already present in the world.
Sing then in whatever tongue your pain has taught you. Sing because the cry from all those places you have kept quiet will stall the cold, will soften the danger, and will keep the world possible.